BBC News. Hillary Clinton has made an early exit from a ceremony in New York marking the 9/11 attacks after feeling unwell. Footage posted on the internet shows her buckling as she's helped into a car. A short time later, the Democratic Party's presidential candidate emerged to tell reporters she felt great. Her Republican rival, Donald Trump, has previously questioned Mrs. Clinton's health. Syrian rebel groups have expressed strong reservations about the ceasefire, brokered by the US and Russia, that's due to come into effect at sunset on Monday. They have yet to announce whether or not they will join. Airstrikes by Syrian and Russian planes have continued. There's been fighting for control of some of Libya's main oil terminals in the east of the country. Officials denied that troops loyal to the renegade general Khalifa Haftar had seized control of Sidra and Ras Lanouf. The French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, says police are monitoring nearly 15,000 people in France who are suspected of being radicalized. He told broadcasters that numerous potential Islamist attacks had been prevented. He said two were foiled in the past week alone. Police in southeast Turkey have used water cannon to disperse protesters, angered by the dismissal of more than 20 elected mayors in Kurdish-run areas. The Turkish authorities accuse most of those who have been sacked of being linked to the outlawed PKK. An exit poll after elections in Croatia showed the opposition Social Democrats narrowly ahead of the nationalist HDZ party. It's the second time in less than a year that voters in Croatia have been asked to choose a government. The last administration collapsed after only 5 months over allegations of corruption. Three men have been arrested in Uganda, accused of stealing some of President Museveni's cows. They said the stolen cattle were being taken to market for sale. BBC News.